aussiehst. Doch es heißt, du bist wunderschön. Weiß nicht, wie groß du bist. Kann ich einfach zu dir gehen?
The band Locomotor may only be around since summer 2010, but the five musicians from the city of Hof in Bavaria have already made huge strides. Their first EP was released 3 months after the band was founded. Their songs have been on several different sampler CDs, and they have a reputation for incredible live appearances. Locomotor participated in the 2011 edition of Pop Camp for up-and-coming musicians, a training ground for both the performance and the business sides of music. I'm Louisa Schaefer. Welcome to German Pop. To change directions. Courage, boldness, and passion will be the fundamental elements of our melodies. To this day, music has celebrated rebellion, anarchy, and ecstasy. We want to praise eternal hope, non-coerced freedom, and dangerous love. That's the band's motto as touted on their website. Modesty is not exactly one of the band's most striking characteristics, but the group really does have a lot going for itself. Their melodies are impressive, their arrangements sophisticated, their sound extremely unique, and they have a message. Locomotor is composed of singer Rebecca Knoblich, Benjamin Knoblich on the drums, Johannes Hoffmann on bass, Manuel Hoffmann on guitar, and Daniel Lang also on guitar. With two sets of two siblings and a drummer who's married into the group, it's all one big family. And for Locomotor, that fits. Locomotor has been active as a sort of family business since the summer of 2010. Members say indie and alternative music have been their greatest influences, bands like Arcade Fire and Coldplay. You can definitely hear it in their music, too, but Locomotor songs are also full of surprises. The group experiments with unusual instruments, sounds, choruses, and unexpected harmonic twists. And through it all, one clearly hears that four of the five band members have had years of classical training on the piano. You can feel their passion for musical detail, and even when listening to one of their songs for the 10th time, you'll hear something new in it. You can also sense their fascination with music. Guitarist Daniel Lang sums it up this way.
I think it has to do with our various musical backgrounds, and that some of us can play several instruments. And an accordion may be sitting there in our rehearsal room, and we look at it and say, hey, we could try that out. Or there might be bells or chimes there. So we move away from the classic rock band instrumentation of guitar, bass, and drums, and try to integrate instruments that you don't hear every day. That just kind of happens because someone is sitting around with nothing better to do and starts strumming or tinkering around on something, and a completely new sound comes about in the process.
All five members have been musicians for a long time, with the singer having made her first recording at 13. Now, in their mid to late 20s, the band is really getting down to business and aims to make music their profession, says Manuel Hoffmann.
Wir tun zumindest so, als ob wir davon leben.
At least we try to act as though we can make our living from music. All of us have part-time jobs too. We have a small studio where we record other bands, or we give lessons or do odd jobs. And we all do volunteer work, social and cultural projects with young people. So it all kind of mixes together and brings in a little money, enough so that we can get by each month anyway.
Dadurch vermischt sich sehr vieles und am Ende des Monats kommt irgendwo ein bisschen Geld dabei raus, wo man sagen kann, da kann man gerade so überleben.
All of Locomotor's members are involved in community youth projects in cooperation with the Protestant Church in their home city of Hof. They organize concerts or do what they can in their little town, as they say. As Manuel tells us, that social work informs their song texts.
We've been lucky enough to grow up under very comfortable circumstances. But if you're involved in the youth ministry, you get to know people with real troubles and who have grown up in very different situations. So we hope to not just be in a band that entertains people, but one that can also pass on some of our own good experiences and good fortune, especially where we're optimistic that things can take a turn for the better and one should stay on the ball. Even if you're alone and feel so small, if we work together to get something going, that can make a difference too.
Aber wenn wir gemeinsam was auf die Beine stellen, dann kann das wirklich auch was bewegen.
Packen einfach als Band so alles Mögliche, was wir hier so mitbekommen und so erleben. Das sind die Fragen und die Zweifel.
As a band, we combine everything imaginable, everything we see and hear and experience. That includes all the questions and all the doubts, things like God, man, if you exist, what's this all about, why is this going on, where are you? But other things flow into it too. Experiences where it's the feeling of hope that gets you through tough times, where you know that working together and being together moves things along and makes us feel optimistic, and that there's always a second chance. We like to put all of that into our lyrics, but we're not a band of missionaries, nor do we want to come across as a Christian band trying to sell something.
Wir wollen auch jetzt hier nicht als eine christliche Band gelten, die jetzt hier irgendwie was verkaufen will oder so.
Locomotor makes their sound for everyone and definitely do not see themselves as a religious band. The music they make goes beyond expressing subjective experiences or love songs. They're also seeking social relevance. The band turned up on a sampler CD for Greenpeace, and they've made music to promote the end of nuclear power. They also created music for the 2011 Catholics Day, a convention for Catholic believers. Up to now, Locomotor has released an EP with 6 songs, and an album is in the works. But before it's finished, the band wants to get a lot more live performance under their belt, at concerts where fans can be duly impressed by their incredible stage presence and their ability to play their finely nuanced arrangements live on all those different instruments. Louisa Schaefer, thanks for joining me for German Pop.